The game was barely underway when Brazil got on the scoreboard. In the fifth minute, veteran star forward Ronaldo received a well-timed pass that beat Ghana's offsides trap. He faked out Ghana's goalie Richard Kingston at the top of the box and put himself in the history books. The goal was Ronaldo's 15th in World Cup play, breaking the scoring record held by German Gerd Müller. Ronaldo has compiled his mark in 18 games in three tournaments. His coach, Carlos Alberto Pereira, said Ronaldo is deserving of the record.
We never had the doubt that Ronaldo would be very useful for the Brazilian national team, because Ronaldo is a special player, he's a top scorer, he is a player for the big and good moments.
Brazil's second goal against Ghana came just before halftime from Adriano, who appeared to be offsides, and the third and final goal was scored by Zé Roberto in the 84th minute. Zé Roberto was named man of the match, but through an interpreter, he said there are bigger goals in mind.
I was very happy. For the second time, I've been chosen as man of the match, and even more happy because we've reached the quarterfinals, and the dream is still alive, which is to be world champion.
Brazil's coach Carlos Alberto Pereira, through an interpreter, said Ghana put up a good fight.
It wasn't easy, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy. 3-0 seems like it was an easy game, but it wasn't.
Ghana's Serbian coach Radomir Dukovic said despite the loss, Ghana represented Africa well and battled hard in every game.
I'm very proud of our players. They fight from the beginning, from our first match, until last minute in today's match when they get out. And in the future, I believe that Black Stars from Ghana will show you more than in this competition.
Ghana heads home after an admirable performance in its first ever World Cup by reaching the second round, and Brazil moves on to the quarterfinals. Park Brewer, VOA Sports in Dortmund.